Next is our Reader's Digest, Star Trek Memories, read by the author.
The Starship Enterprise had barely made it out of space dock before she had conquered what space turbulence, or to put it in more familiar talent terms, the network brass. Not long after my great escape from Kane, he set to work selling his idea for a futuristic weekly television series that wouldn't do well and won't be so good no one has thought before. Kane had learned that playing out universal human dilemmas in a contemporary setting, as in The Lieutenant, is too close to home. As a setting for the thought-provoking series Kane had in mind, the future offered infinite possibilities. Within the year, Kane had sold Star Trek to NBC Studios. The first pilot, Cage, was rejected. After viewing the most original and explicit television pilot ever produced, NBC executives weighed in. The Cage was too original, too cerebral, and decidedly lacking in action, i.e. violence. Two characters in particular, it seems, left them cold, Mr. Spock, the 20-year Nixula alien, whose appearance, they said, audiences might find frightening. And, number one, the intellectually gifted woman in charge of the ship, whose existence they might find threatening. They were determined to eliminate both of them. Knowing he couldn't win on all fronts, Gene forced him, number one, to save Mr. Spock. Later, he often quipped, "I compromised and still won. I kept the alien and married the woman." Even with Spock, NBC now felt confident that Star Trek would fly and revitalize its upcoming all-launching series lineup. My interview was scheduled for early the following week. I figured I had nothing to lose. The worst that might happen, a free trip back to France. Knowing how auditions go, I brought along a big thick book, a best-selling treatise on Africa entitled Uhuru. I settled down to read and wait my turn. Soon I was shown into a room where five or six men greeted me, among them the show's producer and creator, Gene Roddenberry. Someone asked me about the book I was reading. In discussing the book later, Gene and I had the only idea that the character he would formulate for me was hailed from Africa. But at the time, Uhura had not been conceived.